Sometimes machines just want to be ornery. I thought only humans did that. Amen. Well, glory. Thank God. I thank God I'm on my way to heaven. Amen. If I wasn't, I think I'd be seeing about that. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm going to try to. I'm going to probably have to revisit what I preached this morning. I seemingly hasn't got that out of my spirit. Amen. And if I don't do that, I'll read another text and wind up preaching half the sermon this morning and the other half of whatever. Amen. So, amen. That's a frightening thing. My wife was sitting here. Amen. She said, please don't do that. Amen. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 35. Amen. I got about halfway through. We'll try to just skip over where we were this morning, touch it briefly, and move on. Amen. I'm glad to know that, amen, a God is a God that we can have confidence in. Amen. There's a lot of things, you know, we have to really watch ourselves on confidence. You know, we won't trust God if we're not careful. We'll go out there and we'll turn that key in that vehicle, and we will absolutely expect it to crank. Come on. And when it don't, we are surprised. You know, God got on me about that one time. He said, you got more confidence in that key cranking that vehicle than you do me. I said, ooh, that hurts. Amen. Hebrews 10 and 35. Cast not away. Cast not away, therefore, your confidence, which hath great recompense of reward. For you have need of patience, that after you have done the will of God, you might receive the promise. For yet a little while, and he that shall come, and will not tarry. Now the just shall live by faith. But if any man draw back, my soul shall have no pleasure in him. But we are not of them who draw back unto perdition, but of them that believe to the saving of the soul. Would you pray with me this evening? God, I thank you this evening, Father, for your grace. I thank you for the love that you have bestowed upon us, the blessing, sir. God, the greatest blessing of all, salvation, full and free, being sin, God, delivered from a life of sin, being set free from the bondage of the God of this world, being made, God, free indeed by your Spirit, by the blood of Jesus, and by the Spirit, oh, hallelujah, of God, giving us there where you said, where the Lord is, that's now, that Spirit where the Lord is, and that is liberty, where the Spirit of God is at. May you minister, Lord, this evening. May your will be done. May we speak as the oracle of thee, and may God's your will be made manifest in life. Every life that is in this house, may you work your divine will and purpose in them, giving glory unto you and my honor to the Father in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. So we want to move quickly. Amen. Cast not away. It signifies, amen, that if we're going to lose confidence, it's because we're going to have to turn it loose. Amen. The devil can't come and take confidence in God from you. Amen. Or from me. Amen. But if I'm willing to throw it down, amen, usually we lose confidence in God when we build confidence in something else. Amen. Many years ago, I was reading Oswald Chambers in his daily devotional. Amen. My utmost for his highest. Amen. And said, if we want what God's got, first empty your hands of what you have. Amen. And then let God fill your hands. The reason a lot of times we cannot, amen, receive from God is we already got our hands full of other things. Amen. Come on with Brother Joe. Amen. But if we'll empty our hands, amen, even as Moses, amen, set apart the priesthood and the, amen, in the Old Testament, and amen, with empty hands, Moses one by one dropped that, amen, choice portion into those hands. Amen. If we'll come to God, hallelujah, in confidence, God will fill our hands with that which we need. Amen. Come on with Brother Joe. So confidence, Amen. All outspokenness, assuredness. Amen. It pays to have confidence in the right thing. Amen. I want to say it again. It pays to have confidence in the right thing. Amen. We live in a modern world. Amen. And I'm telling you, people put a confidence in a lot of places. Amen. Many times, and for most of the time, to be honest with you, that confidence is betrayed. Amen. And folks thinking they have something. Amen. My, they wind up high and dry. Amen. That's a horrible state to be in. Amen. I've had several of my uncles that were riches chasers. They chased after wealth. Amen. And most of the time they wound up, most of them did, with hands full of empty. Amen. Come on. When they could have been just following Christ. Oh, thank God. There is, amen, a God that will make us rich in things that this world cannot buy. Amen to God. So I want to have, amen, the utmost of what God wants for me. Amen. In order to do that, I got to have confidence in God. Amen. And we mentioned this morning the greatest, amen, confidence and word and the word faith are tied together here in the passage of Scripture. Amen. Confidence and faith are synonymous. Amen. The Word of God says that this is the victory that overcometh the world, even your faith. Amen to God. This is the victory. Amen. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Amen. Said Wednesday night, I'm a word preacher. Amen. I believe in the Word of God. I believe if people hear the Word of God, amen, believe the Word of God and obey the Word of God, amen, the Word of God will be made real in their life. Amen. And the God of the Word, amen, will manifest Himself. Hallelujah. Well, glory. My voice, I know, is a little rough tonight. You'll pardon me if I get a little loud. I'll have to back my mic off. Amen. Confidence. Amen. Cast not away, therefore, your confidence. Amen. I can tell you, God's never done anything to make me not have confidence in Him. Amen. Hey, He's always been, amen, where He said He'd be. Amen. He's always done what He said He'd do. Amen. I know people said, oh, God failed me. I said, amen, I think you better take another look at that. Amen. Somewhere along the line, amen, Jesus, when the disciples had failed, oh, ye of little faith, He said, wherein did you doubt? Amen. You understand something? God is not a man that He should lie, nor the Son of Man that He should repent. That's what your Bible says. Amen. So that God is always right. Amen. If I fail, it's because somewhere along the line, I allowed something, amen, to cause me not to have the proper confidence and faith in God, amen, for me to obey God so God could do what His Word said He would do. Amen. The Word of God says in the book of Galatians, amen, the Spirit wars against the flesh, you wars against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh, so that you cannot do that which you would. Amen. What is He saying? Amen. That there's a hindrance that gets there. Amen. If I don't have confidence in God, I can't overcome the least little thing. Amen. But if I'll have confidence in God, there is nothing. Amen. There is no enemy. Amen. There is no entity that is too powerful that we can't overcome it. Amen. Hallelujah. They overcame, the Word of God says in the book of Revelation, by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony. Amen. Oh, I'm telling you, what were they doing, Brother Joe? They was obeying God. The blood is mentioned. Amen. If we walk in the light, as He is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, cleanses us from all sin. Amen. That is that continual walking and cleansing as we walk with God. Amen. Hallelujah. So continue. Confidence. I can tell you something. Amen. You show me somebody's got confidence, I'll show you somebody don't mind being bold and moving out. Amen. And doing what they do. Come on. I don't understand people that are ashamed to Christianity. Amen. I heard the Apostle Paul say, I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. That included you and I. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, amen, there's nothing to be ashamed of. Amen. There's everything to have confidence in. Amen. Jesus, amen, has bought my pardon. Amen. God said if He's given us, freely given us His Son, the Apostle Paul speaking by the Holy Ghost, amen, what's God going to withhold from us? Amen. All things are available. He's done give the best that heaven had. Amen. Why should God hold back on anything else? I have confidence. Amen. I have confidence that God, amen, cares about His children. I have confidence that God is moved with a feeling of our infirmities. I have confidence, amen, that God is touched, amen, when we're in need. Amen. Come on. Why you know that? Why you believe that, Brother Joe? Because of the W-O-R-D of God. Amen. God hunted old Moses up on the backside of the desert, and He said, I have heard the cry, amen, of my people down there in Egypt. Amen. I've been listening. I've been paying attention. Amen. Glory to God. Oh, I have great confidence, amen, that God knows our going out and our coming in. Amen. Woo! I'm about to feel like having church. Amen to God. So confidence. Say amen. The Word of God teaches us, and we could read scripture after scripture after scripture. It's better to trust in God than it is to trust in man. It's better to trust in God than it is to trust in princes. Amen. No matter how up, amen, the pole you go, amen, it's still better to trust in God. Amen. Why? Listen, why, Brother Joe, is it better to do that? Amen. Because man promised you something. Amen. He may not be here if he promised it to you tomorrow. He may not live to see tomorrow. Our son come up. Amen. But if God says tomorrow, amen, I'm going to do this and so, you go ahead and write it down. Amen. It's good as done. Amen. The promises of God are yea and amen to them that believe. Amen to God. Faith is the issue here. Amen. Glory to God. I'm glad to know tonight that if we'll walk with faith in God, amen, that produces that confidence, amen, that we can walk in. David walked in it. Amen. Many others in that Old Testament walked with that confidence. And God, amen, prospered their life. Amen. Glory to God as they walked with Him. Oh, hallelujah. I'm telling you, amen, if you could go talk to Goliath tonight, hey, I think Goliath said, my, I just didn't know what that little fella had. Amen. He had something he didn't know anything about. Amen. Come on with Brother Joe. God, amen. If we'll have confidence in Him and walk with Him, amen, He'll do what we cannot do. Amen. You know, what we just got to do what we can. What can I do, Brother Joe? I can have confidence in God. Hallelujah. So, I want to move in confidence. Amen. Cast not away your confidence, which has great recompense of reward. And we could preach a long time on that single line of Scripture. Amen. Great recompense. Amen. Listen, that the fulfilling of all that is not going to be complete until, the rapture and amen, and all of the tribulation. And God's wound everything up. Amen. And then the recompense of the reward of having confidence in God is going to be made in full living color. I saw a multitude, amen, that no man can number of every kindred, nation, and tongue. Come on. Amen. That multitude is evidence, amen, that it's worthwhile to have your confidence in God. Come on. Amen. When I reach that city on the hill, that old song says, amen, it's going to be the recompense of having confidence in God. Amen. If I don't have confidence in God, I ain't going to believe what God said. I ain't going to go where God says go. I'm not going to do what God says do. Amen. But if you and I will obey God, hallelujah, I heard Him say, amen, in the book of Isaiah, if you be willing and obedient, amen, you shall eat the good of the land. Oh, but I heard Him say the other side, if you refuse and rebel, you're going to be devoured by the sword. For the mouth of the Lord has spoken it. Amen to God. Come on with me. Amen. Thank God tonight. Amen. There, you and I can have confidence in God. Amen. We can spit in the devil's eye. Amen. Glory to God. We can walk and not be weary. We can run and not pay. My God. Hallelujah. Let me hurry. Amen. John said, amen, now abide in Him, little children. We're going to move on. So when He shall appear, we may have confidence and may not be ashamed before Him at His coming. Amen. Abide in Him. Amen. Here we read, the just shall live by faith, down in the text. Amen. We live in an age when people don't even hardly know what faith is. Amen. Faith has become a gimmick for making money. Amen. Come on, seed faith. You sow it into my account, boys. Amen. Come on with Brother Joe. Amen. I'm going to tell you what. I want to plant something I sure ain't planting in no man. I want to plant it in God. Amen. Hallelujah. Yes. I believe that we listen to God. God will tell us where to put our money. Amen. I remember many years ago, Amen. I went to a tax seminar up in a little place called Leroy, Alabama. Just right south of Jackson, Alabama. Amen. If you blink your eyes, you never know you was in Leroy. Amen. That's about how big it is. And amen. The little lady was there, and we went through a conference. I think we was there from early morning till amen, right at 5 o'clock that afternoon. And amen. When Brother Watts was there. Amen. That is one of our missionaries to Mexico. Amen. And amen. I fellowship with him. Amen. And went on through the day. And when I pulled out, amen, out on the highway, started to leave, when I got in the median and started to turn, amen, God said to me, you need to go back. Amen. That's one of the missionaries. Amen. I want your church to support. Amen. Just right out of the blue. When God tells you that, amen, I got confidence in God. I didn't have to talk to Brother Watts about anything else. Come on. Why? I done got the word from somebody who knows. Amen. Hallelujah. I don't like wasting money. Amen. I like to give it to people. Amen. That God's going to knows they're going to use it like it ought to be used. Amen. Come on with Brother Joe. Amen. There's too many people that are lost. Amen. To waste money and time. Amen. Amen. I can tell you, if we'll listen to God, amen, have confidence in Him, He'll steer us. The steps of a good man are ordered of the Lord. Hallelujah. Well, He'll establish our path in righteousness. Amen. He'll lead us, amen, down by the still waters. He'll lead us into those green pastures. Hello. Amen. He'll cause us to be rested when we need to rest. Let me have my confidence. David said, I believe it's in the third Psalms. Amen. Absalom was after his head. Amen. He's not in a good time. But David said, I laid me down and I slept and I woke for God. Amen. He sustained me. Amen. You tell him, hey, amen, that David went across that brook Kidron and he fell. Amen. Him and his group went to sleep. Ah, why? Because he's trusting somebody. He's got confidence in God. Oh, hallelujah. I can tell you, I heard the Apostle Paul, amen, in the book of Romans, amen, chapter 8, and he said, amen, what shall we then say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? Amen. Talk about a confidence builder. Amen. I never met the who that can be against the who, amen, those that God's for. Don't matter how many devils don't like you. Amen. So then I must move on. Amen. Up with confidence, and we know we hadn't just but touched the top. Amen. Great recompense and reward. Then it says, for you have need of patience. Amen. Come on. And now, patience, amen, and endurance are synonymous words. Hello? Amen. I mean, you should, if we don't have patience, we're not going to endure. Amen. And the word endure means, amen, to go through something without being degraded. Amen. Hey, well, you got an example? Oh, yes, a prime one. Amen. Them three Hebrew children, they went through a burning fire furnace. Amen. And when they come out, there wasn't no smell of smoke on them. They was better off because they went in tied up. When they come out, they loose. Amen. I said when they went in, they was tied up. When they come out, they loose. Amen. The fire, only thing it burnt was the ropes off the hands. Amen. Come on with Brother Joe. They didn't even have a smell of smoke on them. Amen. You talk about, amen, some confidence builder. Amen. Somebody burns leaves, amen, a half mile up the rope, and you step outside, you smell like leaves burning. Amen. But God can even keep the smell off of you. Oh, hallelujah. Come on with Brother Joe. Amen. They, amen, knew their God. Let me hurry. Patience. Amen. The Word of God tells us that in your patience possess ye your soul. Amen. My. Amen. Let me just, before I move any further, let me see if I wrote down a definition of the word patience here. Amen. It is cheerful or hopeful endurance. Constancy. Amen. Patient continuance and waiting. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. Amen. If you're patient. Amen. Come on. If we're not patient, I used to know some fellas, if they had an impatient bird dog, he didn't last long. Amen. If he got them birds up too quick, amen, time to get rid of that rascal. Amen. Or you to go work back on him again. Amen. Come on. But if we'll wait on God, amen, in that patience, amen. What does that say, Brother Joe? It says, I got confidence. I got confidence in God. That's why I can stand here, amen, in the face of the devil, amen, and not be moved. moved, not shake, not tremble. Amen. But I'm waiting on something. Amen. Glory to God. Oh, Job. Amen. Job said in his last days, said, I'm just waiting on my change. Amen to God. Hallelujah. Oh, one of these days, Job said, amen, I ain't going to have this frail body anymore. One of these days, I'm going to be changed. Amen. Ain't going to take God long to do it. Amen. In a moment, and in the twinkling of an eye, woo! Hell, glory to God. Let me hurry. Amen. Patience. Amen. Luke 8 and 15, but that on the good ground are they, which in an honest and good heart, having heard the word, keep it and bring forth fruit with patience. Amen. He's talking about the parable of the sower here. Amen. We all know the story. How, amen. Some fell by the wayside. Some fell, amen, on stony ground. Amen. Some fell on shallow ground. Some fell among thorns. Amen. Now listen, most of them sprung up, but it didn't last long. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. But I'm telling you, those folks, amen, that are patient. Amen. I'm telling you, that seed can find good ground. Amen. It can find a prepared heart. Amen. If the Word of God comes in contact with a prepared heart that is filled with faith. Amen. I want to tell you, there is no limit to what God can do. Amen. Oh, in that situation. Amen. I heard him say of just a handful of folks named Paul and Silas. Amen. They turned the world upside down. Have come hither. Amen. It wasn't no great big bunch. Just a few folks. Amen. That had confidence in God. Amen. That believed what God said and obeyed God. Hallelujah. It don't take, amen, huge fortunes. Amen. It takes folks having confidence in God. Amen. Without confidence in God, there'd never been an instance, amen, where Goliath got whipped by a 16-year-old boy. Amen. Come on with Brother Joe. Amen. But somebody's had patience. Amen. Somebody knows it's worth waiting on God. Somebody knows, amen, it's worth fellowshipping God. Amen. My. The more that I fellowship Him, amen, the more I know Him. Amen. And the more I know Him, the more confidence I have in Him. Amen. Not only that, I gotta hurry. Patience. I'm going here. Romans Luke 21 and 19. I done so quoted, in your patience possess ye your souls. Amen. Romans 5 and 3. Amen. We all know the end of Romans chapter 4. Amen. Romans chapter 5. Amen. Verse number 3 says, and not only so, but we also glory in tribulation also, knowing that tribulation worketh patience, and patience experience, and experience hope, and hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. Amen. The Apostle Paul, amen, here to the defiance of the world, said we glory in tribulations also. Amen. Why? Amen. Because we got confidence in God. Amen. That those tribulations are just another opportunity for God, amen, to show His mighty hand. Amen. Come on. You know, the reason that if we're not careful in the modern Christian world, there's very little Christian growth. Amen. The moment that we get out of our little comfort zone, we wail and holler and cry. Amen. God, would you get me out of this place? Amen. Would you? Instead of saying, Lord, I don't know what you're doing. Amen. But help me, God, to do so that you can finish up the work. Amen to God. My. Amen. I heard old Peter write and say by the Holy Ghost, amen, that the trying of your faith is more precious than gold that is tried in the fire, though it perish for the trying thereof. Amen. What's he saying? Amen. He's saying God's doing something. Amen. I can tell you every trial, amen, every problem we go through, amen, glory to God. That's what the Apostle Paul said. We glory in tribulation. Amen. Because we come out of it. Amen. We're stronger than when we went in. Amen. Oh, my God. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. We overcome some things. But when we went through another tribulation, we learned, amen, that God can take care of that problem too. Amen. Come on with Brother Joe. The more we go through those tribulations, the more confidence that we build. You know, people nowadays don't act like you just ought to have confidence in folks in general. You know, confidence has to be built. Amen. Like, people want to be respected, but they don't want to earn that respect. Amen. You gotta earn respect. You can destroy it in a moment. Amen. But it takes you a long time to earn it. Amen. Come on. When I worked crews, Amen. Men, both in the military and, amen, working in the electrical field. Amen. Afterwards, amen, I had certain folks that I could have confidence in. I had some I couldn't. Amen. Believe you me, the ones that I couldn't, I never gave them anything important to do. Unless I put them under somebody else that I had confidence in. Amen. Why? I'd have been foolish to have done anything else. Amen. Come on. You listen. Amen. God, if we want God to do things in our life, amen, let's put our confidence in Him. You know why God had such confidence in Job? Amen. What did God say about Job? Hey, amen. He said the sons of God come up to worship and Lucifer showed up too. Amen. And God said, well, whence cometh thou? He said, I'm going to and fro throughout the whole earth. Amen. He said, have you considered my servant Job, amen, that there's none like him in all the earth, that he loves righteousness and he escheweth evil? Yeah. I looked at him. Amen. Come on. What did God brag it on Job? Because Job puts his confidence in God. Amen. The Word of God says, because God can swear by no greater, he swore to Abraham by his own self. Who else is God going to swear by? Come on with Brother Joe. There ain't nobody else he can have confidence in but his own self. Amen. You know why God can have confidence in a man or a woman? Because they got their confidence in God. So it's reciprocal. Amen. It's not God ain't got confidence in the flesh. He's got confidence that person's got confidence in him. That they're going to lean on him. Amen. Glory. Amen. Now, that's why God appointed certain rulers. Amen. Led by the Spirit of God. Amen. Filled with confidence in God. Gave them boldness. Amen. My. Amen. That's like old Peter and John. They got their confidence in God. After they got a good whipping, they shouted and jumped and leaped. My Lord, what an honor it was to get a whipping for you. Amen. Glory to God to identify with you. Amen. And went back and prayed, Lord, give us more boldness. Amen. Oh, they didn't go back and say, Lord, please don't let us have to do that again. Amen. Oh, Lord, grant us that we may, with even greater boldness, speak the Word. Amen. My. Why? He want God to do something. Amen. Hallelujah. You see, every time God brings us through things, amen, it changes something in us. Amen. What do you mean, Brother Joe? It changes our confidence. It grows. Amen. So let me hurry. Romans 5:25. But if we hope we for that which we see not, then do we with patience wait for it. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm getting where I'm going in a minute. 1 Timothy 6:1, but thou, O man of God, flee these things and follow after righteousness, godliness, faith, love, patience, and meekness. Oh, that's one of them things that we should follow after. Amen. I want to tell you something. That patience, amen, will make a man or a woman stand, amen, flat-footed with the devil breathing, amen, in their face or down their neck. Amen. And say, I ain't moving. Amen. I'm standing here. I'm waiting on God. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Because I heard him say, he'll never leave me nor forsake me. Amen. He'll show up. Amen. He's always showed up. Amen. He never left me. Amen. We said this morning, the Apostle Paul writing that last letter to Timothy, at my first stand, no man stood with me. Amen. Save Christ. He stood with me. Amen. Oh, everybody else might have left. Amen. But Jesus ain't left me. Amen. Glory to God. I heard that old black preacher, amen, out of Atlanta. Amen. One of my favorite preachers. Amen. I got 2 or 3 messages, amen, that he preached. Amen. He said, I'm going to run on and tell Jesus because I got confidence in him. Amen. He said, my wife may not know. And my deacons may not know, but I can run on to Jesus. He knows. Amen. He's bore everything. He's been through it all. Amen. I got confidence that He knows how to deal with it. Amen. Woo! Glory. Amen. Hallelujah. Get out of the bottle. Glory. Behold, have I ever failed thee, saith the Lord? Have I ever left thee? Behold, have I ever, behold, forsaken thee, saith the Lord? I say unto thee, I have not. Put your confidence in me. Behold, I will never leave you nor forsake you, but I will go with you all the way, even to the end of the world. I say unto thee, I will watch over my children, saith the Lord. Therefore, be confident. Behold, trust me, obey me, walk with me, and I will cause thee to walk upon mine high places, and I will cause thee to sit in heavenly places with me, saith the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, blessed be the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. I want to walk with Him, don't you? I want to have confidence. Amen. The only way to beat the devil is to have confidence in God. Amen. Hallelujah. We could go on a whole long. There's a whole lot. I've got a whole lot of scriptures on patience. Amen. But He said you have need of patience. Amen. That after. It's what afflicts the modern day world. They don't like this. Amen. And that after you have done the will of God. Oh no. I want God to pay me. I want God to do first. That ain't the way it happens. Amen. You know, the world standard seeing is believing. Amen. But God's standard is believing is seeing. Amen. If you believe. Amen. Jesus said, blessed are they that have saw and seen and believe, but more blessed are they which have seen not and believe. Amen. Why? Because they trusted God. They had confidence in Him. Amen. The Word of God talks about in the book of Hebrews, they that had looked for that city. Amen. They had not attained them, but they had seen them promises afar off. They had embraced them. Oh, what did that mean, Brother Joe? That means that they had absolutely, amen, taken a hold of what God said. Amen. And they had run with it. Amen. Therefore, He says, God is honored to be their God because they had opportunity to have turned back. Amen. But they had confidence in God. Therefore, God's, amen, is honored to be their God, and He's going to prepare for them a city. Whoa! Glory to God. Amen. Oh, it's a wonderful city. My, it's a beautiful city. Amen to God. My, I heard the Word of God say, eye has not seen, nor hath ear heard, nor hath it entered into the heart of man, what the Lord had prepared for them that love Him. Oh, amen. One day, amen, He should sing that song, I want to know how it feels. One day, I'm going to know how it feels. One day, amen, I'm going to know what it's like. Amen. To walk down streets of gold, amen, worth more than this world can begin to imagine. They may laugh, they may sneer, amen, but I'm going to put my confidence in God. Hallelujah. Woo! Amen. Oh, it pays. I said it pays. You have need of patience. How patient you got to be. Amen. Well, let's ask Brother Noah about that. Amen. God said first 120 years. Amen. Well, I strive with man. But God said, amen, in one place in the Word of God that He's shortened the days for the elect's sake. Amen. And the best I recollect by the Word that I read in my Bible, 100 years, 2 months, amen, and 17 days. God shortened that thing almost 20 years. Amen. He said the fountains of the great deep were broken up. Amen. 1 year and 2 months and 10 days. Amen. Brother Noah and his wife, his 3 sons and their wives, go in that ark. Brother Noah don't shut the door. Amen. Oh no. Amen. God shuts the door. Amen. Come on with Brother Joe. Amen. Man ain't telling Christ what to do. Amen. I know some of these folks who think they tell God what to do. Amen. But they need to read it again. They're confused. You hear me? Amen. God don't take orders from men. My, what kind of mess would there be in the world if God did that? Amen. So, Brother Noah. Amen. And I can tell you, 100 years into, amen, or better than 100 years, Brother Noah worked on building a boat. Amen. Saying there is going to come a deluge. It had never rained. Man didn't know what it was. All the waters come up out of the earth. Amen. Out of springs in the ground. Amen. Ain't never been a, amen, a rain fell out of the sky. Come on. Amen. But here's old Noah. Amen. He's got confidence. God, I'm telling you, he's had a talk with God. Amen. And he's fully persuaded. Amen. Come on. I heard that's what the Apostle Paul said. I know in whom I have believed. And I am persuaded. Amen. That he is able to keep that which I have committed unto him against that day. God, come on with me. Amen. He didn't say, I'm not just, amen, shooting in the dark. I know who I've got to walk with. I know whom I believe. Amen. I know who he is. I know what he is. Glory. Amen. He's the God of heaven. Amen. Glory to God. So Noah, faithful. I'm sure that he was a joke and the brunt of jokes. Let's go down there and watch that crazy man build that boat on dry land. Amen. Come on with Brother Joe. In your patience, you have need of patience after that you have done the will of God. Amen. You know, listen. Amen. You know, some folks want the cake before you cook it. I'm afraid that you can't have it that way. My dad said ought to have the grand youngest first. I said, you just can't have it that way. They was grand. Amen. They got by with stuff I never got by with. Amen. I got in my car with my dad, and I had dirt on my feet. I'm telling you, he made me very aware that I had done something bad. Amen. Come on. My grandyoungers, my daughters could have thrown dirt in the car, and he wouldn't have said a word to them. Amen. Come on. Amen. God don't got no grandyoungins, though. He just got youngins. Amen. He's got children. Amen. Let me hurry. I got to try to close tonight. Amen. You have need of patience. Amen. That after you have done the will of God, that you might receive the promise. Amen. The Word of God says, amen, here in Romans chapter 4:20, talking about Brother Abraham, he staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief. Amen. He staggered not through unbelief, but was strong in faith. Amen. You'll notice in our text, the verse down below where we've been, amen, dealing with, says, amen, the just shall live by his faith. Amen. Oh, come on with Brother Joe. I can tell you, faith is the victory that overcometh the world is our faith. Amen. What does that say, Brother Joe? It is that which causes you and I to have confidence in God. Faith cometh by hearing. Amen. Listen, and hearing by the Word of God. Amen. Now, that don't mean you can listen to Alexander Scorby, read the Scriptures, and get faith. Amen. No, I've got to hear God somewhere besides these natural ears. I got to hear Him in my spirit. I got to believe what God said. Amen. My, come on with me. He that cometh to God must believe that He is, number one. And number two, that He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. Amen. Ah, come on. Oh, every time Jesus' disciples failed, He said, oh, ye little faith, wherein? Where was that doubt at that you let beat you? Amen. Come on. If I have confidence in God, I'm going to have to overcome the doubt that the devil plants in your head. Amen. Come on with me tonight. Amen. Casting down every high thought and imagination that exalts itself, amen, against God. I don't mean bad things. That means when God is dealing with you about doing something, when that old devil jumps up and says, but this, and yes, but that, that you don't give Him no audience. You cast Him down. Amen. Don't let Him have a voice, amen, of any measure with God. Amen. Come on, Brother Joe. He staggered not at the promise of God, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God. And what did God say? He gave him a posterity, amen, as the sand of the seashore and as the stars of the heavens. Oh, Abraham considered the father of faith. Amen. I've often said, and I love Brother Watchman Nee's writings and his, amen, a great deal of his sermons, that when Abraham had God had found his man in the world, in the earth, he had to find a man. Amen. He found Abraham in Ur of the Chaldees. When Abraham has got, amen, delivered, and he's gone, amen, on down to where God wanted him to go, he's standing there. Amen. His back is turned towards Ai. Amen. And his face is facing Bethel. Amen. Ai. Amen. Means heap of ruins. Come on, my Brother Joe. Amen. Bethel means house of God. Amen. Abraham has turned his back. Amen. On the heap of ruins. And he's turned his face toward the house of God. Yeah, I can tell you, if we'll turn our back on the old devil and on this world and on this flesh and turn and face God, amen, I can tell you, God will give us what He wants us to have, and He'll magnify His name. Hallelujah. Woo. But I can't never have it, amen, if I'm after what Lot was after. Amen. But when God made promise to Abraham because he could swear by no greater, we already quoted, He swore by Himself. Amen. As surely as blessing, I will bless thee, and multiply, and I will multiply thee. Amen. And we've got a lot of folks who have forgotten. Amen. The past administration was a horrible one when it come to treating Israel. Amen. We actually sent folks from the State Department over, amen, to actually try to run against Netanyahu so we could get them to do things that was absolutely against the Israelite nation. Come on, my Brother Joe. They forgot that when God said to Abraham, amen, them that bless you, I will bless, and them that curse you, I will curse. You let a nation go. I want my brother Jokinchai had the time tonight. I'd show you, amen, there are nations in this world that, amen, when Israel first started to come back into play, they stood against that nation. And tonight, they are not a nation to be contended with anymore. They have went down, down, down. Amen. I want to tell you, if this nation turns against Israel, she has cut off the last straw and she is headed for doom. You hear me? God keeps His promises. I want to tell you, amen, I got confidence in Him tonight. Amen. I said, I'll repay. Amen. Glory to God. God will keep His word. Amen. Well, Abraham's gone a long time, Brother Joe. Amen. God ain't. Amen. And Abraham ain't dead. Amen. Jesus said, amen, Abraham and Isaac and Jacob. And when He referred to them, He wasn't referring to them as they used to be. He was referring to them in the present tense. They ain't going nowhere. Amen. They just a sleeping God. Come on with me. Amen. When He went down to Sheol Hades. Amen. He got a hold of them and they left, went with Him. Amen. Back to heaven. Come on with me. Woo. Amen. They ain't dead. Amen. Let me just give you a little scripture. Matthew chapter 6. He that believeth on me, though we were dead, yet shall he live. And behold, which means to look and see and understand, he shall never die. Amen. I like what, amen, Brother Tony McCullough said, amen, at my dad's funeral. Amen. He said, I love you, Brother Charlie. Oh, he said, don't look at me like that. He ain't dead. Amen. He's just asleep in Christ. Come on. Amen. I can tell you, God's folks don't die. Amen. Only those who are outside of God, they already dead. They just don't know it. Woo! Amen. What did He say to the church at Ephesus? Ye who sometimes, amen, were dead in trespasses and sins. Oh, but God, who is rich in mercy. Hey, hey, hey. Amen to God. Hallelujah. Oh, what did He do, Brother Joe? He come by. Amen. Glory to God. He's a quickening spirit. He brought me from death unto life. Hallelujah. Ooh, give me confidence. Amen. Promise. The promise of God. After He had patiently endured, He obtained. Amen. God. And so after He had patiently endured, talking about Brother Abraham, He obtained the promise. Come on. And that promise is still being kept tonight. Brother Abraham's been asleep in Christ. Amen. God, a long, long time. Amen. But God's still taking care of the promise. Ooh. You see, amen, God's just so much bigger than man. He's so much greater than man. It's hard. The mind cannot wrap around the things of God. I'm fixing to try to close. There's 2 Peter 3 and 13. Nevertheless, we according to His promise look for new heavens and a new earth, wherein dwelleth righteousness. Amen. 1 John 2 and 25, and this is the promise that He hath promised us, even eternal life. My, my, my. Amen. 2 Corinthians 1 and 20, for all the promises of God in Him are yea, and in Him, amen. Under the glory of God by us. Hebrews 6 and 12, that you be not slothful, but followers of them who through faith and patience inherit the promises. My, if you're going to follow somebody that's following Him. Amen. And if you follow long enough, after a while, amen, you become an inheritor. Oh, hallelujah. I'm telling you. But listen, who's he going to inherit? But he that endureth unto the end, the same shall be saved. Amen. Listen, if you and I, amen, are going to see something in God, we're going to have patience. Amen. The farmer, he plants that crop. He ain't out there the next day trying to gather it. Amen. It's a long process. Come on. Amen. I was complaining to God one time, preaching on the street. Amen. It had been a few times that I hadn't seemingly had the results that I wanted. And God said to me, if I put the seed bag in your hand, amen, you sow it with all of your might. Amen. Somebody's got to plant the seed or nobody's going to reap a crop. Amen to God. Come on. Amen. And the Word of God said, so that the sower and the reaper may rejoice together. Somebody sowed. Amen. I heard old Paul say, I planted, Apollos watered, but God giveth the increase. Amen. 2 Corinthians 7 and 1. And having therefore these promises, dearly beloved, let us cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh and spirit, perfecting holiness in the fear of God. Having these promises. Amen. Let us cleanse ourselves. Amen. How am I going to cleanse myself? I'm going to the one that can cleanse me. Let me, let me just elaborate there for a second. I'm going to close. If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins. But He didn't stop there. And to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Amen. Romans says, if we walk in the light, as He is, or First John, as He is in the light, amen, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, we done mentioned it earlier in the message, cleanseth us. By the way, that word cleanseth is what is called a perfect present participle. Amen. What does that mean, Brother Joe? A continual cleansing. Amen. As I'm walking in the light, I'm being cleansed. Amen. Come on. Father, amen. Jesus prayed, amen. Sanctify them, amen, with Thy truth. Thy word is truth. Amen. Come on. Amen. I can tell you, as we walk with God, amen, God is continually cleansing us and purging us. Amen. Every tree that brings forth fruit, He purgeth it, that it may bring forth more fruit. Amen. Man may get satisfied, but God never does. Amen. Listen, confidence. Cast not away, therefore, your confidence. We're living in a very difficult world. It's going to get worse. Amen. Most of our world tonight hates things that are right and good. A great deal of it. Let's just put it that way. Amen. We live in a country, amen, that professes to be somewhere in the nature, amen, that professing, amen, better than half Christians. Amen. But what... But the things that people vote for says otherwise. Amen. Listen. Amen. If I ain't a Christian on Tuesday night, then I ain't one at all. Hello. You tell them Brother Hill told you that. Amen. If I vote against God, I realize there ain't nobody perfect. Amen. But there's certain things that we know people are going to do. Amen. If they're going to kill innocent babies in the womb, and you go vote for them, you guilty! Come on with me! Amen. I ain't got no part in that. I stood and preached to the abortion clinics because God said, I'm going to judge that before I judge anything else in this world. It is the sin that I will deal with first. It is the curse upon this nation. Amen. God to Mahosiah. Amen. What did God tell? Amen. What did God tell that boy? Amen. Listen. Cain slew Abel. Amen. And God said to him, amen, Abel's blood's crying up from the ground to me. It's deafening. Amen. Come on. You tell me how many million, amen, dead baby horses are crying out. Amen. Heaven's got a deafening roar. Oh, Brother Joe, blah, 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 blah. Amen. Yes, not only have, amen, how certain administrations ours went along with it, they have tried to promote it. They have went to other countries and tried to force them to do the same thing. Come on with Brother Joe. I'm going to tell you, God ain't got no part with sin. Amen. If I embrace sin of any sort, then I have set myself against God. Amen. Church wants revival. They're going to have to separate themselves. Amen. If my people which are called by my name humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven, forgive their sin, and heal their land. Amen. Right is right, and wrong is wrong. Amen. It don't matter who does it or don't do it. It's still the same. Amen. Listen, let us cleanse ourselves. All filthiness of the flesh and the spirit. Let's have confidence in God. We're living in times we don't know what tomorrow may bring. We're living in a dangerous world. Amen. Every day I read the news and I see where, amen, killing after killing after killing. People just shooting houses. They don't even care what they do. Amen. You know why? Amen. They have been carried over. We're living in a time when, amen, there has been so little light shining that darkness prevails in the land that we're living in. Amen. And it's a dangerous world. Therefore, we need Jesus more than ever before. Listen, and while we do that, we must carry on the work of the gospel. Amen. We can't let the evil or the threats of this world stop us. If we don't have confidence in God, we will let them back us in a corner and we will sit down on God. I must have confidence. David knew what he was doing when he raised his voice against that Goliath on the other side of the hill. But David saw something besides Goliath. He saw a mighty God. Amen. The God that had come upon him when the lion had tried to get his little sheep. And the same God that had come upon him, amen, when the bear had come. And David knew that that God that had come, he had had conversation with him. He had walked with him. He had confidence in him. And he knew that when he faced that Goliath, he wasn't doing it alone. Amen. Matter of fact, he tells Goliath, who cursed him and said, "Am I such a dog that you have sent a lad out here to take care of me?" Amen. David says, "You come against me with a spear and a sword. But I come against you in the name of the Lord of hosts of the armies of Israel. This day, right now, God's going to deliver you into my hands." David didn't say, "I'm going to whip you." He said, "God is going to deliver you into my hands." Ooh. "I remind thee, saith the Lord, behold, I have said unto thee, and behold, by my word, when thou passest through the waters, it shall not overflow thee. When you pass through the fire, it shall not kindle upon thee. No weapon that is formed against you shall prosper, and every tongue that riseth up in accusation against you shall be brought down, saith the Lord. But behold, I have set forth my promise, saith the Lord, and I will keep my word." Hallelujah. Amen. Let's just close in the altar tonight. Amen. Where's my confidence? Hallelujah. Have we got confidence in God? Hallelujah. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Amen. You had to give me a reason to doubt you. But to hold fast. But to obey. Hallelujah. Along with you. Yeah. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Let me keep my hand on the plow. Not looking back. Oh, hallelujah. Let me put my trust in Him. Amen. The Apostle Paul said, "I know in whom I have believed." Amen. "And I'm persuaded that He is able to keep that which I've committed unto Him against that day." Hallelujah. I know, amen, this God. I know who He is. I know how mighty that He is. Amen. I know that He keeps His word. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I know His promises are yea and amen in Him. Hallelujah. Amen. I don't have to fret about that. Amen. I'm just going to obey you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, I want to pursue you. Oh, one thing I do, I want to pursue that high holiness of Christ. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Woo! Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Blessed be the Lamb of God. Thank God. Oh, hallelujah. Woo. Amen. When Jeremiah needed Him, He's there. Amen. When Israel needed Him, amen, and obeyed Him, He's right there. Amen to God. I'm telling you, oh, when He showed up, amen, He knows how to take care of the problem. Amen. Ain't nobody can stand against Him. Ain't nobody can make headway. Oh, hallelujah. The gates of hell shall not prevail against this church. And walk with me. Hallelujah. God said, amen, that'll know me in a relationship. Amen to God. There, it's where the strength of the life of the child of God is at. In that relationship, that confidence. Amen. Don't cast it away. Hold on to it. Walk with Him. It'll grow. My, I said, it'll grow. It'll get bigger. It'll get better. Whoa! Amen. Oh, we glory in tribulation. My, because tribulation worketh patience, and patience experience, and experience hope. Hey, and hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in the heart by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. Hallelujah. My, my, my. Thank God. Amen. Hallelujah. That God can build that confidence. Amen. So that we can stand in the face of the devil. I've never forgot what I heard that brother, amen, one of the brothers that, amen, preaching, I believe it was that black brother out of Atlanta, said he met a young man in a restaurant. He was talking to him, amen, a young black man, said, in L.A., and said he said, "I was down preaching in the bad part of town the other night, amen," and said a big black man walks up in front of me and said he looks down at me. Amen. Said he must have been, amen, over 7 foot tall, 300 pounds. Said he looked at me and said, I'm the devil. Amen. He said, what'd you do, son? He said, I looked at him and said, man, have I got bad news for you. Amen. Come on. You got to have confidence in God. Amen. Where does that, amen, holy boldness comes from knowing God? My, amen. If I know God, I don't stick my neck out where it don't belong. But when God says go, I go. Amen. Because I'm sure He's going in front of me. Amen. Confidence. Amen. Got to have it in the right thing. And if you put it in God, Brother Joe can stand here tonight. I don't even have to think about it. Amen. You will never regret it. If you'll walk with it all the way to the end, amen, it will provide you an eternity that you can't believe. Amen. Got that little cliche? Amen. May be sometimes tough going in the life of that Christian, but the retirement's out of this world. Oh, glory to God. One of these days, I'm going to move on up higher. Amen. And old Happy Goodman sung that song, said, I'm a poor, poor rich man. Oh, you see, it really happened to me. I'm a millionaire. I got a home in the sky that money, it just can't buy. I'm a poor, poor rich man. Thank God. Listen, I want to see Him. Amen. And I want to have confidence in His appearing. And if we'll have our confidence in Him, we won't have any problem when He appears. Everything will be all right. Amen. The Apostle Paul, according to church legend, amen, history and church legend said that he refused his blindfold at the pyramids of Theseus where they beheaded him. He said, why? I said, I want to see Him coming with my crown. Glory. Woo. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, he wasn't just whistling Dixie when he wrote that last letter to Timothy. Amen. The time I'm ready for to be offered, and the time I'm out of parts is at hand. Amen. And I have fought a good fight. I've finished the course. I've kept the faith. Henceforth, there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, that judge is going to give me on that day. Blah. And not to me only, but to everyone that loveth His appearing. Amen. Well, who loves His appearing, Brother Joe? Them that are doing what He said. Them that are obedient. Amen. Them folks that ain't, they saying, oh Lord, please don't come today. Give me a few days so I can, amen, have time to get right. Amen. But my Bible said, be ye also ready. For in such an hour as you think not, the Son of Man cometh. Amen. Be ye ready. Luke rendered it, be ye ready also. Matthew says, be ye also ready. It works either way. Amen. Hallelujah. Anybody need prayer before we close tonight? I think Sam wanted a prayer cloth. Amen.
Let's